to bring the unchurched, irreligious people of our community to Christ. In order to understand the mindset of unchurched Southern Californians, I spent the first 12 weeks after moving to the Saddleback Valley going door to door, talking to people. Even though I knew what these people really needed most was a relationship to Christ, I wanted to listen first to what they thought their most pressing needs were. That's not marketing, it's just being polite. I've learned that most people can't hear until they've first been heard. People don't care how much we know until they know how much we care. Intelligent, caring conversation opens the door for evangelism with nonbelievers faster than anything else I've used. It is not the church's task to give people whatever they want or even need. But the fastest way to build a bridge to the unchurched is to express interest in them and show that you understand the problems they are facing. Felt needs, whether real or imaginary, are a starting point for expressing love to people. I didn't know enough to call my survey of the community a marketing study. To me, it was just a matter of meeting the people I intended to reach. Those who had been coming to our small Bible study helped me take the community survey. The irony was this. Many of those who came to our home Bible study and helped me survey the unchurched in our community were unbelievers themselves. Next, we made the decision to begin Sunday services on Easter Sunday, which was a mere 12 weeks from the day Kay and I moved to Orange County. I had no intention of staying in the home Bible study phase for longer than 3 months. I wanted to start public worship services as soon as possible. I also didn't want to miss the opportunity to begin the church on Easter Sunday. I reasoned that if an unchurched family decided to attend just one service a year, it would most likely be Easter Sunday. It was the ideal day to start a service designed to attract the unchurched. I realized that they might not come back the next week, but at least I'd have a crowd for the first service, and I'd get some names for a mailing list. During the weeks prior to Easter, our home Bible study on Friday nights grew to about 15 people.